At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go to my website, HaneyUniversity.com. If you need information or want information on taking a golf lesson from me, you can do it either at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, where I am teaching this week, or you can do it at my new teaching location in the Chicago area, which is actually in Highland Park, Illinois. It is The Golf Practice, and it is a phenomenal facility. I'm excited to be there teaching. Had a great time the other day there teaching and talking to the staff there, giving the guys, my advice on teaching. I got a lot of experience teaching. But the big thing is if you want to get better at golf, I can help you do it two ways. One, sign up for my free instructional videos. They go out on a weekly basis. And two, think about maybe a golf lesson for me, and I will I'll get you on the right track. Had some great lessons here in Scottsdale this week. All right. The other day on the podcast, I was talking about, I recorded it on nofilter.net, and we also put it on the podcast. But I was talking about the controversy with the players getting paid for the Ryder Cup. And I got a follow up on that. I mean, I was going on and on and on. And then I get done, and I go, "Oh man, I got more to say on this." I am pro players. Going back to the Live Golf thing, I thought any player that didn't take the money was absolutely out of his mind. I thought, well, what in the world could this guy be thinking to take the money? Take the money. And I want players to make as much money as they possibly can. I like players to have representation, like somebody negotiating for them, somebody arguing their side of the deal, somebody coming, you know, how about a compromise? In professional golf, players just get bullied. And the fact that they get bullied so much. And people say, "Well, Hank, what are you talking about? They're multimillionaires." I said this the other day. I don't care. What difference does that make? Like when I hire somebody to come paint my house, I don't say, let me see your bank account. What kind of house you live in? Give me your address. I'm gonna look it up on Zillow. What kind of car you drive? That looks like a new truck. I shouldn't have to pay so much to have you paint my house. I'm only gonna give you this much. And you know what? If the guy's gonna say, "Well, fuck you. I'll go paint somebody else's house." I mean, that's what I charge to paint a house. And you know what? That's what I pay, because that's what they charge. And when you're a professional, you get paid for doing whatever it is you do. And why should you do it for free? You should do it for free because you're representing your country. Okay, I get it. I mean, I can understand that. Players represent their country. When they go to the Olympics, they represent their country. They represent their country every 4 years. But they train their butts off in between. So they're really putting a lot into it. And what are they hoping that's going to happen? I mean, let's be realistic here. What are they hoping is going to happen? They're hoping they win a gold medal. They're hoping they win a lot of gold medals. They're hoping they become Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympian ever. What do they think is going to happen after that? They're going to cash in, is what they're going to do. That's what they're hoping. But you know what? They're doing it every 4 years. They're not doing it every year. 1 year President's Cup, 1 year Ryder Cup, 1 year President's Cup, 1 year, I mean, you're playing. There's a lot of money generated by the Ryder Cup. I'm reading this article. They said it's one of the most lucrative events in sports. In sports. It pulls in millions in television rights and sponsorships. They said they don't have the up-to-date numbers from the Marco Simone, you know, Ryder Cup that just got finished. But in 2018 in Paris, they estimated it generated more than $90 million in revenue. $90 million. And surely the Marco Simone Ryder Cup in Rome had to generate more than $100 million in revenue, surely. Yeah, who knows? I'm about probably $100, $120 million. The way prices have gone up and the amount of people they had out there on the golf course. What, $120 million and the players get nothing? So they lay this whole thing on Patrick Cantlay. You know, Patrick Cantlay wanted to be paid. And the Krupkoff Media writes an article about it. And the reason they write an article about it is because they're trying to divide the U.S. team, and they're trying to create controversy, and they're trying to rile up. Don't tell me anything. Come on, let's be realistic here. And the Krupkoff Media thinks that this guy's a multimillionaire, and he wants to be paid. He's a multimillionaire, and you know he's making $10 million a year. I see the articles. He's making $20 million a year. This guy made $15 million a year. This guy made $7 million a year. And I'm a Krupkoff Media guy, and I only made, you know, $75,000, and this guy wants to be paid. Yeah, he should just want to represent his country, and they do want to represent their country. But the fact is they're professionals, and they are helping generate over $100 million in revenue. Why can't they ask, why don't we get any? And this whole thing goes way, way back, see? This is a scam on the players. The Ryder Cup pays the PGA of America. You know, the PGA of America is, you know, and PGA of America is a great organization. I'm a member of the PGA of America. It's fantastic. PGA of America promotes golf, grows golf, and you could say, well, this is a great thing, and it is. But why is it on the 12 players that made the team to be the ones that have to bear that burden? Doesn't make sense to me. And you know, other people it makes perfect sense to. Guy, he's a multimillionaire. He should just want to represent his country. You know, he's greedy. All he's doing is playing golf. It's not playing golf. He's worked his ass off his whole life. He's one of the 12 best players in the United States, and he made the Ryder Cup team. And they're generating, you know, $100 million off this thing, and the guy doesn't deserve to be paid anything? No. Sorry. You're never going to convince me of it. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right at all. But the Ryder Cup supports the PGA of America. It supports the DP World Tour. There probably wouldn't even be a DP World Tour. So one of my touring pro friends the other day said this to me. He said there wouldn't be a DP World Tour if they didn't have the Ryder Cup money. They'd be broke. I mean, they're close to broke anyways, but they'd be broke. I mean, that tour's gone so downhill, it's unbelievable. I mean, everybody who plays on the DP World Tour can't wait to get on the PGA Tour. Why? Why can't they wait to get on the PGA Tour? Why do you think they can't wait to get on the PGA Tour? because there's money on the PGA Tour, because it's all about the money. It's all about the money. It's always all about the money. Stop kidding yourself. It's not about the money when the money's equal. And when the money's not equal, it's about the money. And it's the same way in every sport. You know, how rare is it for a player to say, you know what, I just want to be in a winning organization. It's not about the money. Okay, Michael Jordan, you know, Tom Brady. But how many guys really do that? I mean, guys will say that, and then they go take the biggest contract. That's what they do, you know. And you know what? I'm not blaming them, because you know what? You got a small window of opportunity. You worked your whole life for this, and whatever you make, I hope you make the most amount of money you could possibly make. I hope everybody listening to this podcast gets a raise tomorrow. I hope everybody listening to this podcast has the sells their business for millions and millions of dollars. I hope you do great, because I hope people do great. And I hope you get everything you deserve and everything you work for. And I hope you get everything you dreamed about. A lot of people listening to this podcast have a lot more money than I'll ever think about having. And you know what? I am happy for you. I hope you make some more. I do. I hope you do great. I don't care how much money somebody has. I don't charge for a lesson based on how much money you have. I don't do that. I don't say, hey, tell me what your net worth is, and I'll tell you how much the lesson's going to cost. That's not how I do it. I charge for my time for a rate that I've determined is fair market value. That's what I do. And when somebody performs a service to me, they ought to be paid for that service. So this whole Ryder Cup thing, I'm going to give you a little background here, because I was reading an article. I don't know where this article was. It was on some magazine, but it says all similar thoughts. I've had all these thoughts for a long time. You know, the Ryder Cup started back in 1927. And players were originally compensated. They got clothing, they got equipment allowance, they got the travel paid for. There was some compensation. It wasn't a lot, but there was some compensation. But there wasn't a lot of money back then either. And then in 1983, Tony Jacklin, he introduced a new tradition when he was first captain of Europe. And since then, players haven't received any money. All they get is the deal was they get gifts from their captains that's paid out of the Ryder Cup. Well, I don't know what the gift is. It's nothing they don't already have. You know, maybe it's a watch. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. You know, it's an engraved watch. I mean, like these guys need a watch. It's not, you know, but they get a little prize. Okay, they get a little prize. And then here's what they do now. They give to each player, 12 players, they get $200,000 each to give to their charity of their choice. So they get to look like a good guy by doing it. And they give it to all these different charities. And it's, you know, that's nice. It's a way of appeasing the players. They're trying to get them to shut up. That's what they're trying to do. We're giving you money for charity. You know, you look like we're trying to make you look like a bad guy for asking for money. That's what they do. That's what the corrupt golf media does. They try to make you look like a bad guy because you want to know where the $100 million's going and you want to know why you shouldn't get some of it. And then they go and they ask these guys, like they ask them to sign this deal. They want Netflix to come in and make some more money. And then the tour says, well, you know what we do? We get 20%. The tour scarfs 20% off the top of this, by the way. PGA of America gets their fee. 84% if it's played in the United States. 16% goes to DP World Tour. If they play over in Europe, it's 60-40. Europe gets a better side of the deal. And I'm sure that has something to do with television rights and so on and so forth. And when they play, you know, like that Ryder Cup at Marco Simone, the Rome one, I mean, I don't know what the television rights were. They were high. But, I mean, the audience is nothing. There's no, it was terrible audience, by the way. 1.1 million people, you know, is what they estimated. I mean, that's terrible. That's horrible. And those are bad numbers. Now, it was on in the middle of the night, you know, and there's a blowout. So two things going. It was 50% down. From the last Ryder Cup, but the last Ryder Cup you're in, you know, in prime time, but the numbers are down. But they make all this money, and then they give you a little money for charity, but this only started in 1999. This giving the money for charity, you know, it only started then. There was all this profit in 1999. David Duval, Tiger Woods, Mark O'Meara, and Phil Mickelson. They all questioned where the $23 million net profit went. But Mark is the one. Mark O'Meara, my buddy, is the one that got hung out to dry. And it's cost him his Ryder Cup captaincy. He never got to be captain of the Ryder Cup because of this. They held this against him forever. Shoot the messenger. That's what they do. They shoot the messenger. They all do the same thing. You know, everybody thinking something, you say it, and you're an asshole. That's the way it works. That's how it works in the world today. That's the deal. You know, you say something, everybody else is thinking, and you're an asshole. You know, I've been there many times. You know, oh, I can't believe he said this. I said something, everybody else is thinking, and you're the jerk. You know, it's just not right. Okay, so here's what Tiger Woods said at the time. Now, nobody's going to criticize Tiger. You can bet on that. But this is 1999. He said, I would like to see, this is what the quote is. I would like to see us receive whatever the amount is, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, whatever it is. And I think we should be able to keep the money and do whatever we see fit. Then he personally says, I would donate it all to charity. Well, he's gonna donate money to charity anyways, so it's just part of the money that you know, the big pool, but he puts that in there and that keeps you from getting barbecued. Okay. So then they say, well, okay, we'll give you 200. But we'll do what you said, Tiger. We'll give you 200, but you gotta donate it to charity. So now it comes out of his, you know, it just comes out of his charity donation. He's got, he probably got a certain amount of money he gives to charity. So he gets himself, you know, see, he covers himself. That's what you do. You cover your ass. So he covers himself right there when he says, I would donate all of it to charity. But he says, but I think it's up to the other person's discretion what they would do with it. With all the money that's being made, I think we should have a say in where it goes. This is 1999. Okay, and they pay now. Then they start paying them $200,000, and you know, for their charity, and everybody stays quiet for a while, and then it comes around again. And you know what set it off this time is this whole Netflix thing. They wanted these players to sign this Netflix thing, and they're going to get all, you know, they're going to film this and they're going to film that, and they're going to come in the locker room and like these guys are like, okay. All right, how much money are they making off this? And where's this going? And who's making the money off this? You know, now it's the PGA Tour. And by the way, because Netflix is a PGA Tour deal. It's not a PGA of America deal. So then they're looking at the same. These guys are already pissed, okay? The tour pros are already pissed. And why are they already pissed? They're already pissed because they're pissed about the LIV deal. I mean, let's call it like it is. They're bitter about the LIV deal. Why are they bitter about the LIV? Because they turned down money. They turned down $50 million, $60 million, $100 million. I know guys that turned down $125 million. I know. They all wanted the money. I know for a fact, okay, that one guy asked for 80, they said no. He asked for 60, they said no. He asked for 50, they said no. He asked for 40, they said no. He asked for 30, they said no. And then he bashed them. And then he bashed. I know all this. Okay. And the thing is, the thing is that these guys are pros. They want their share of the money. They're playing for money, and that's what so they're bitter. They're bitter about the PGA Tour because the PGA Tour talk them out of taking the live money.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at The Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, The Home Depot. Shop now at The Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
And then they said, hey, here's what we'll do. We'll raise the purses for you. We're going to take care of you. But they didn't have the money to do that. We're going to raise the purses, but we don't have the money to do it. We'll figure out where we're going to get the money later. And then they couldn't figure out where to get the money. And then they said, oh, you know what we got to do? We got to pair up with Liv Goff. We got to pair up with the public investment fund. And the players are pissed. And then they're going in there saying, I turned out $100 million. And now what did they do? Behind our back, they went and they teamed up with these guys. And I'm out $100 million. And then they come, and then right on the heels of that, they go in there and they say, hey, sign this thing right here. And Netflix is coming into the locker room to film you guys. And they're all like, well, where's this money going? You know, we're going to put it in the retirement fund. That's what they tell them. We're going to put it in a retirement fund. Well, what does that mean? I asked PGA Tour players. I said, what does that mean when they say they're going to put it in the retirement fund? What does that mean? And the guys, I have no idea. I mean, I have no idea what that means. Well, when they say they're going to put all that money in the retirement fund, what does that mean? And it made all these players have no idea what that means. I don't know. I'm never going to see it. What do you mean it's in the retirement fund? You get a certain amount in retirement. Supposedly that money's, you know, there ready and can be paid. It can be paid out to you. But they say we're putting in a retirement fund. Is that because the retirement fund is low? and you can't pay me the money you owe me, or is this going to be in addition to the money you owe me? Is this, am I getting a benefit? And even if you are getting a benefit above and beyond, why do the 12 players, why do they bear the responsibility or all the blunt of creating all this extra income for everybody else? Is that fair? I don't think it is. I don't think it is. So this is real life. I mean, this is what happens. So these players look and they you know, hey, there's a lot of money, and we should be. And then the corrupt golf media just goes right back into what they like to do, and they say, well, he should be patriotic. He should want to represent his country. He should, he's a multimillionaire. He's got a lot of money already. He wouldn't have any money if it wasn't for Goff. He should be grateful. He's greedy. They just go on and on and on and try to make the players look bad. And when you try to make the players look bad, why are you doing that? You're doing that to shut them up. And then they write an article, and then the article, creates the animosity and all the talk is by these people that think, take from the rich and give it to the poor. He's a multimillionaire. So they write the article, they talk about it on TV, they talk about it on social media, and then 40,000 people go out to the Ryder Cup and they chant at Patrick Cantlay, hats off to your bank account. This is a way that they stifle. See, this is what they do. They stifle people from speaking up. You're not allowed to have an opinion because you're a multimillionaire. You're a professional. You work for a living. You practice your whole freaking life to be one of the top 12 players. And they're generating $100 million off this thing, and you're not allowed to say, I think we should get paid. And if you do, we're going to talk about it. We're going to write about it. We're going to rip you to bits. And then when you show up at the golf course tomorrow, 40,000 people are going to pull their hats off and say, hats off to your bank account. That's what we're going to do to you. So keep your mouth shut and just play golf. And if you don't want to play, then you can just say, I don't want to play. And if you don't play, we'll rip you for that too, because you're not patriotic. Because if you don't play in an exhibition for free that's generating $100 million, you're not a patriot. Now, how much sense does that make to a come on. I mean, be fair. This type of thinking is absolutely something that drives me nuts, in case you couldn't tell. All right, that's all I got for today. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, and you'll get the podcast every day. Check out my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream if you've got the aches and pains, if you've got the arthritis pain. Get some. It will help you. It is fantastic. Guaranteed, absolutely guaranteed. I don't think I've had a return on this product in years. The return rate's less than 0.1%. What does that tell you? The reorder rate is off the charts. People reorder over and over and over again. Read the testimonials. And if you've got arthritis pain, this product will help you tremendously. Give it a try. I will talk to you soon on the Hank Kenny Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.